Goalie Elliot Wrigley out of Littleton, Colorado, was a two-year member of the Steele County Blades, correct?
Yep, that's... Yep.
Okay, and how did you end up here last season?
I had some connections to the assistant coach last year, and they brought me out, and, you know, I really liked it here, so I wanted to come back.
Okay, and by coming back, a second season, a more normal feel to things just in general on the season, and a chance to be part of history with the Hockey Day Minnesota experience that the Blades had, a victory over the Minnesota Mullets. What did you think of Hockey Day Minnesota and Mankato?
It was incredible. It was definitely a special game for us. The atmosphere was great, and just playing outside is so much fun. So I really enjoyed it.
It was a chilly day, and you were the backup, one of the backups on Sunday, so not a chance to really get the legs and everything going. How did it feel in that situation?
Well, we were warm through warm-ups, and then we got back on the bench, and it was really cold. It was a little windy. It was snowing. It was pretty, but it was freezing.
Yeah. What kind of things did you do, did teammates do, to battle the weather and prepare for it with the layers and things like that you took on? And warm.
Most of us had, you know, something on our face to keep our faces warm, a couple layers on under the equipment, and then we were passing around hand warmers on the bench just to make sure our hands didn't freeze up on us.
It looked like there were heaters somewhere along the lines there, just seeing some of the things that were set up. Was there any heat on the bench?
The heaters were there, and they were turned on, but I don't think they were working. They were mostly pumping cold air, so that didn't help much.
Well, maybe it wasn't as cold as the regular air. I don't know. But overall, the experience and to be part of something like that, that special meaning for you?
Yeah. Back home, we don't really have anything that compares to Hockey Day, and I've seen pictures and clips from previous hockey days, so it was definitely special.
Littleton, Colorado, remind me about where that is in the state compared to Denver that a lot of people know.
It's 45 minutes west of Denver, okay. Right up against the foothills.
All right. Yeah. Did you play much outdoor hockey or outdoor ice growing up?
Not really. It doesn't. In Colorado, it doesn't really get cold enough for us to have lakes or ponds to skate on.
Okay, so just in general, and not a lot of outdoor rinks in Colorado then, at least not in your part of the state?
Not really.
Okay, all right. And with the mention of snow, how did snow affect things for the skaters or even for the goalies, for Goldsvig out there and things like that? What kind of an impact did snow have on that game?
It makes the visibility a little bit difficult for the goalies, just harder to see the puck, and it slowed the game way down for the players, just trying to move through it and push the puck through it.
Okay. What got you into being a goalie?
I think I played one game, a couple games in Mites as a goalie, and decided that's what I wanted to try, and my parents were somehow on board with it going into squirts, so I just went from there.
Okay, and there's of course a lot of responsibility, or the last line of defense, and you can maybe shoulder more of the blame and get more of the credit maybe sometimes. How do you kind of handle the ups and downs of that aspect of the job?
I mean, it's definitely difficult sometimes. I try to stay as calm as possible in the net, because I mean, my teammates, if they've got someone calm as their anchor, then it goes through the team, calms them down or gets them going. So it's just what I try to do.
Okay. And as far as approach to the game otherwise, as it was with how aggressive you like to be or stepping out of the crease, kind of how would you describe yourself and what attitudes and approaches you like to take?
I'm pretty conservative with my aggressiveness on the ice. I'm a bigger guy, so I can get away with it more than someone like a teammate, Jacob Snyder. He's pretty aggressive, but he's also really fast, so he gets away with it.
Okay. And you just have to kind of play to what your abilities are, of course.
Yep, my abilities and my just natural size are what I build my game around.
And the opportunity then to play junior hockey and move on, hopefully, from here, when did that kind of enter into your game plan at younger levels of hockey?
I mean, growing up, I played AAA, so about the time I was 14, 15, I saw juniors for the first time, really, and I said, hey, that's what I want to do when I'm older. And then the summer I was 17, the opportunity came up, and I couldn't pass up on it.
And that was the one to be here then?
Yeah, that was the one to be here.
Okay. So age-wise, you've probably got a little bit more time as well?
Yeah, after this season, I have two more years left, so I'm excited to see where it goes.
And as far as the team here for the Blades, middle of the division standing, still, you know, striving to get a home playoff seat and that kind of thing, what are you liking about what this team has done and could still do?
Well, we can be a very good team. I think we need to keep our focus after those two big wins last weekend and carry that through, and I think we can put together a run.
This weekend specifically, when we're talking, you guys are about to head to Wisconsin and play the River Kings, and I think one game against the Ducks as well. Thoughts on keys to a busy three-game weekend, you know, back-to-back-to-back games. That can be kind of a grueling. So what are some keys with going to Wisconsin and just kind of the gruel of everyday hockey?
Well, I think biggest thing is probably going to trying to stay healthy, stay limber, and then especially going to River Kings. They're a hard team to play against, and especially in their building, so I think we just got to come out physical and fast, and that should put us on a good path.
All right, Elliot Wrigley, and maybe one more question here. Outside of hockey, what are some of your hobbies, or what do you like to do when you're not working on your game and stopping pucks?
I really enjoy mountain biking back home, and then more recently I've really gotten into fishing. It's a really good way to calm down and relax.
Okay. Any ice fishing as part of that?
I went for the first time this year. It was fun, but We didn't catch anything.
Okay. And you had to battle the weather a little bit, so maybe the other kind of fishing is better. I don't know. Elliot Wrigley, goalie out of Littleton, Colorado with the Steele County Blades. Good luck to you on the season.
Thank you.